You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com online. You can join their team. You can do that today. All right, so we wanted to get into an article on ESPN.com from Bill Barnwell, NFL writer for them. He's got a superlative for the Washington Commanders in 2025. He said their superlative, most likely to eat an early dinner and go to sleep at a sensible time. Because he's calling the Commanders old.
Right.
Okay, because a lot of their key pieces, like Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Andrew Wiley on the offensive line, Fowler Jr., who departed, those guys are all over 30. And the ads during the offseason didn't really make them younger. When you look at guys like Debo Samuel coming in, he's 29.
I mean, he's 29.
Zacchaeus leaves.
He's not 39.
He's 27. Like Laramie Tunsil comes in. He's going to turn 31 in August.
Yeah, but he still could play it. He's still playing at the peak of his powers. I'm a little defensive about it. Mm-hmm. He's also equating it to kind of like what the Texans did, that while they did get to the playoffs, they won a playoff game. They took kind of a step backwards in many people's eyes. And now he says part of that was the fact that they were older other than C.J. Stroud. Yeah. So he's making those comps. And a lot of the key contributors on this team that were older are all being brought back. But wouldn't you bring back Zach Ertz? I mean, he is old. But yeah,
another 1 year deal for $8.5 or $9 million.
Yeah, but they also have a young tight end behind them that's right, so 23.
And
maybe.
They mentioned some of those younger guys like McCaffrey and Sinnott. They have to have bigger roles in 2025 than they did this past season.
I don't know. Rookies. Maybe guys who are in their 30s I would consider older for the NFL. But if you're 29 or 27, I mean, come on, you're not old. I mean, Debo's been in the league 6 years.
Right.
I don't think he can be in that article. That doesn't make any sense.
So Barnwell writes, there's a fine line between old and experienced, and a veteran roster didn't stop the Commanders from making it all the way to the NFC Championship game last season. As they look to go further in 2025, though, I'd consider what happened to the most similar team in roster construction to these Commanders, and that dovetails into the Houston Texans and their roster construction that I guess Barnwell feels is similar to what the Commanders have done.
Well, listen, there are guys, he points to some of the free agents they brought in. Jonathan Jones, you assume he'll play some. He's 32. Will Harris is 29. He steps in for Jeremy Chinn, who's 27. So
I don't worry about this year. I worry, though, that they're going to have to really redo the roster in the coming years.
I just think it'd have to be gradual. But I think, I don't see Bobby Wagner playing another year. Like, this is it, right?
Probably. I mean, he still played well.
he was fine in a very limited area. And he was a great leader, and everyone loves him. But
big fumble recovery in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely made plays, but definitely limited, too.
I think Barnwell has a good point, though, because he's saying in the article that even though these players are accomplished and they're older, they necessarily aren't getting better. Like as a 28, 29, 30-year-old player, mm-hmm. you're not really ascending. You're not really adjusting. You're not really learning anything new. You kind of are what you are.
That's true.
And typically with a team like this, you would surround Jaden with younger players that would get better.
But
and
we
build
were
with.
So bad and so talent bereft before that these guys were a lift, even though they were
right.
older.
And one of the guys that he points out in a separate article is Deebo Samuel, who was acquired from the 49ers. He leads with Samuel's the yak god. He's ranked first, and second in ESPN's yak score over the past four seasons.
That's incredible.
That is. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they say he looks thick, too. You can.
Doesn't look bad.
Yeah, they just say he just looks thick.
Now, here's the downside.
Well, that's his body. I mean, that's just the way he's built.
They said, despite all the yak, it hasn't led to spectacular seasons. His 1,405-yard campaign in 2021 was 3 years ago now, and it's the only time he topped 900 receiving yards in a single campaign since he's been in the league.
But that's not how they're built. That's not how the 49ers are built.
True. Now, this does raise my eyebrow. He had five plays of 50 or more yards that season, which is more than he had over the other seasons of his career combined. Even for a player with his talents, that sort of performance was unsustainable. So a lot of that big, gaudy number that he put up was from big chunk yardage that...
Who are you talking about, Deebo?
Deebo.
From a few years ago.
From 2021.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's expecting that. Nobody's expecting 2021 Deebo Samuel.
He's going to be a complimentary piece, but he is going to be a weapon.
Just like when Austin 100%. Eckler was here, nobody's expecting Austin Eckler, like, peak of his powers. He became a piece, a key contributor.
He closes with, Samuel will create a few big plays out of nothing and run through a few defenders. He's going to drop a few more passes than you would like and miss a couple of games each season, but that's perfectly reasonable for a wide receiver, too. He'll do well with the high quantity of screens and RPOs the Commanders ran last season, but don't expect his production to reach the 2021 heights.
It's probably fair.
I don't think anybody does.
Right.
Here's an article from CBS Sports. It's all speculative, but this guy writes, how he looks, talking about Samuel, and Kingsbury's attack will be intriguing to watch. There was a prevailing sentiment that 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan was uniquely positioned to maximize Samuel's unique talents for many years. So how will Kingsbury handle it?
Kingsbury has proven to be pretty adept at finding roles for guys.
I think, he's not stupid.
Yeah,
I think Kingsbury knows how to use him.
He seems like he's a pretty bright offensive coordinator, right? Don't we all think that he's pretty bright?
Yes.
For what he's done, the way he's generated offense pretty much every time he's given an
opportunity. And that as long as the offense is humming again this season, this is probably his last year in Washington.
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that it's fair to say they're an older team. Absolutely.
They're the eighth oldest team based on average age.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. They're an older team. And that might not bode well for like 2-3 years down the road. But I think in the immediate future, I think they should be okay. You're just going to have to hope that they can, you know, keep drafting well.
He's going to try to
supplement with younger players.
He's going to try to ring out the best year or two of some of these older players and hope it coincides with even better play from Jaden Daniels.
Hopefully they didn't smash into a wall. Because they kind of did that last year with Ertz and Wagner in particular.
Right.
You thought those guys smashed into a wall?
I said hopefully they won't smash into a wall this year. When he's talking about ringing out all the talent and time they have left. I don't think any of us expected Ertz to be healthy.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't expect
nobody
him.
I kind of question that this year.
That if he could stay healthy?
Yeah, I'm just based on the last 3 or 4 years, I can't imagine he does back-to-back years and doesn't miss any time.
It'd be hard-pressed to duplicate the numbers that he did last year. I agree.
800-636-1067 is the number. Are you concerned about the aging of this Commanders roster? They're not a bunch of spring chickens. Right. Relatively older team heading into this 2025 season.
I guess you could build your team one of two ways, right? You could just go all young guys and grind it out, And then just maybe waste the first couple of years of Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Or you supplement with these 1 and 2 year guys and then try to, you know, eventually, you know, pack the roster with younger players.
It's clearly an aggressive move by the front office to load up on a lot of veterans and try to make a run in the next year or two.
Because if they went with all younger guys and just eliminated these vets, they would not be as good a football team.
Right.
Now, they might be built for the long term better, for the long run, but they're kind of trying to thread that needle perfectly, kind of the way the Caps have done.
Yeah.
In the last year or two.
Yeah.
We're still having an aging roster, but then blending in young guys and still being super duper competitive. I think I'm okay with it.
Obviously, their superstar, the Caps, is old, but also, and toward the end,
right.
The Commanders is right. Young.
Also, the way
24, 25.
The way you stay young is by drafting,
yep. Right,
and having many draft picks. Now, they didn't have a lot this past year, but those guys have to stay on the roster. Those guys got to become vital players.
Yeah, your margin for error down the road is becoming more
down the road in the years ahead.
Yes, it's becoming more slim.
Down the road, like, they have to supplement with younger players.
Like Adam Peters, like he can't afford to have any kind of whiffs.
Right.
If he's going this route, he has to be supremely confident he can draft well for years 3, 4, and 5
of Jaden
Daniels.
Like Connerly and Amos better work out.
Yes.
Like especially those top two picks.
And it's going to become harder because not only do you have to hit on your first rounder, but you also need to find starters in the second, third, mm-hmm. fourth, fifth rounds in the draft moving forward.
Haven't the Rams done this? It's not impossible. The Rams just like wiped out all their veterans at one point because they had salary issues. And then they just drafted a bunch of young guys and they're good again, mostly because they got Matt Stafford under center and they have a really good head coach.
Right.
So I think the theory would be, all right, maybe some of these old guys will age out. We'll have to move on. We'll have to replenish with young guys. But as long as we've got Jaden Daniels under center healthy and we got a coach that we believe in, should be okay.
That's exactly right. One of the best points you've ever made. Just very common sense.
But if the Rams didn't draft Puka in the fifth round and find a gem, you know what I mean? It's easier to do that, or it's easier to be relevant when you're able to find a gem in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that's a lot
but
harder.
It appears to be one of this group's strengths so far has been the way they've been drafting. They've been supplementing with older players, but their drafts have also been pretty good.
Look, Puka's great, but I think the big thing that they did with the draft is on defense. So they were able to get Jared Verse, and mm-hmm. they got good players on defense, maybe not all huge names or whatever. They were able to lift that team back up into contention.
Dude, I heard Keim raving about Trey Amos in the listen, it's mini camp or whatever, OTAs, you know, you can only mm-hmm. glean so much. But one thing you can kind of glean is how corners and receivers are doing. And Amos apparently looks the part. Very smooth.
Well, yeah, when you pick a guy 61 overall, you expect that guy to develop into a starter,
well,
probably
especially
as a rookie. Or
most people had going in the first round.
Right.
It helps if you draft Cam Akers in the second round.
Sure.
Like you can't afford to mm-hmm. to take a running back that's a whiff.
That's true. You definitely have less margin for error because you need immediate help in the years coming. That's true.
But that's what's coming down the line. And are you willing to?
It's either that or just not sign these old guys and just have young guys and suck.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'd rather squeeze out the last 2 years of Zach Ertz.
Yep, and make playoff runs.
And make a run with my star quarterback.
Yeah. The problem is...
look, if Ben Sinnott can beat him out, then yeah. Ben Sinnott plays.
Yeah. Right. He's not going to beat him out.
No, at least not...
But if Ertz gets banged up in week 5 and Sinnott has to play for a month.
Can he do it?
Can he do it?
Right.
Right. As a second rounder in the second year, you would hope so.
Yep.
I mean, would you rather have Debo or grind out and cross your fingers that Luke McCaffrey will develop? I'd rather just go for it with Debo.
Year to year, just for this year, obviously Debo.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you worried about this aging Commanders roster as it heads into 2025? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.